It's a few weeks ago now since our dear young brother and sister approached me to give a little word of gospel ministry at their marriage service. So I count it a privilege to do so this afternoon. And I'm sure I could speak on behalf of the company even now, surely, and say to them, may God bless you both and keep you and be gracious unto you. Could we look together at four very short scriptures? The first you will find in John's Gospel, chapter 10. And we'll read from verse 11. And I want you to notice, while we read those short scriptures, that the Spirit of God would bring before us four good things. Being reminded, of course, in the book of Genesis, Peter, that God says, it is not good for man to be alone. I will give him an helpmate. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Here's God's greatest and best, the good shepherd, the one we started singing about this afternoon. The Lord is my shepherd. How wonderful it is that a young couple like this, in the world of sin and darkness, have given their hearts to Christ, and they can sing with truth and sincerity, the Lord is my shepherd. I hope by the end of this little service this afternoon, each and all of us might be able to say, in sincerity and truth, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. What a grand thing it is to be a follower of Jesus, as our two dear young friends are this afternoon. The next scripture is found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 22. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Peter, you've found a good thing this afternoon. You've found a good wife. But the verse doesn't stop there. It says, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And you're obtained favor of the Lord this day. The next short scripture is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. And verse 38, middle of the verse, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Received Jesus into her house. And she and her sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much service, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary is found in the Gospels three times sitting at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. She hath chosen that good part. And we do pray this afternoon that our dear sister and her husband will be found often at the feet of Jesus. She is found here at the feet of Jesus as a learner. In John 12, she's found at the feet of Jesus as a worshipper. In John 11, she's found at the feet of Jesus as a mourner. You remember, they had lost their brother Lazarus, and she found herself at the feet of Jesus. And lastly, a verse or two in John's Gospel, chapter 2. You'll just read a verse or two, beginning at verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Verse 7. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said, thou hast kept, end of verse 10, the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. For in all things, Christ must have the preeminence. Now I just want to say a very short word on those four scriptures this afternoon. I would like to put a little heading over each of them. Something you will be able to carry away with you. Something you will remember. Over the first scripture, I would like to put this heading, Christ in our heart. Over the second one, Christ in our life. Over the third scripture, for Martha received him into her house, Christ in our home. And lastly, at the marriage of Canaan, Christ in the midst. As I look upon our dear young brother and sister this afternoon, I think it's wonderful to know that Christ dwells in their heart by faith. The Lord would raise a question with us this afternoon, even at their marriage, and say, son, give me thine heart. What a wonderful experience it is when we give our hearts to Christ. Our dear beloved young sister here was 12 years of age when she put her simple faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoiced that night. I can remember her father and mother coming down to her house. We rejoiced. We rejoiced when our father and mother gave their hearts to Christ. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. And God takes account of a person when they give their heart to the Lord Jesus. The moment you believe, you are sealed by the Spirit of God. God says, you're mine. And I can say we've had happy, unbroken Christian fellowship with the Johnston family since then, and that was 19 years ago. Most of us in this room this afternoon can remember well 3 years ago when our dear brother Peter gave his heart to Christ. What a happy night it was. We sung heartily in this room, happy day, happy day. Jesus washed my sins away. What a happy day it will be in your experience this afternoon if you were to give your heart to Christ. Have a look at this world today. World of sin, darkness, violence and corruption on every hand. But while we look at this young couple this afternoon who are linked with Christ on the other side of death, who have eternal life, something that death cannot touch, surely we can rejoice that Christ dwells in their hearts by faith, rooted and grounded in love. In the second scripture, we are reminded of Christ in their lives. We've seen them going together in courtship, serving the Lord in their own sphere, in the assembly. Christ in their lives. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. We witnessed this afternoon how that God has joined them together. And now they are heirs together into this race of life. Christ in the life. While meditating upon this scripture, I thought about Peter being a fisherman. I thought about Peter of old. He was a fisherman. He was also a fisher of men. My prayer to God is this afternoon that whilst they have Christ in their life, that Peter might be a fisher of men. He that winneth souls is wise. When we come to our third scripture, Christ in our heart, Christ in our lives, Christ in our home. Martha received Christ into her house. The cry in the world today is for houses. God yearns for Christian homes. Christ in our homes. My wife and I had the privilege of taking Peter and Elizabeth up to see the house they are going to live in. When we arrived, we got a very warm welcome from a young couple, John and Anna McVie. They are guests here today. And after they were showed round the house, they invited us to stay for supper. And this is the point I want to stress at this moment. We had a word of prayer that night with them in that house. And the gist of our prayer to God was that if it was his will, he would give them the house. And God answered that prayer. I was thinking of that lovely hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. In the Old Testament, we are reminded of the house of Obadiah. The ark was found there, and it says, God blessed the house of Obadiah because the ark was there. And knowing, as I do know, our dear young brother and sister, I'm perfectly sure they will have their altar set up in their home. What do you mean, you say? I'll tell you what I mean. They will read the word of God together. They will pray together. And they will work together, having the Lord's interest at heart. What a wonderful thing it is to have Christ in our homes. In the book of the Acts, there are many households presented to us. I think of one, Aquila, and his wife Priscilla. On 6 occasions they are mentioned in the book of the Acts. On 2 occasions that I know of, they are inviting the saints into their house. What a grand thing it is to have Christ in our homes. He must have the preeminent place. Having the people of God gathered in, reading the word, and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. So I do hope and pray that our dear brother and sister, I have no doubt they will do, have their homes governed by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now lastly, Christ in the midst. We read together about the marriage at Cana of Galilee, and Christ was there. He is here with us this afternoon, where the twos and threes are gathered together in my name, he says, there am I in the midst. And you know, his presence brings his warmth and cheer. And I would say to our dear brother and sister this afternoon, when you get settled down in your home, make sure you don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, such as we are this afternoon. What a grand thing it is to get to the meetings. There's always a blessing there because the Lord's there. Where the twos and threes are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And I will give them advice. Many night I know, Peter and Elizabeth, you'll feel too hot to have. It's the meeting night. Don't stay at home. Get to the meeting. Because the Lord's there. Christ in the midst is in the midst of the assembly. And his presence brings his warmth and cheer. And there's always a blessing for you when you come out to the meetings. I can say, for over 30 years, I think I've missed. I can count on the one hand the meetings I've missed. And I can assure you, there's real blessing in getting to the meetings and meeting with the people of God, for we know that the Lord is there. He says to himself, where the twos and threes are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Could I just run over those 4 points again? Christ in our hearts, Christ in our lives, Christ in our home, in the assembly. So may God bless you both for his name's sake.